Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Welcome back, Mace.
Thank you very much. It's great to be. I'm super psyched for football season. Here we go.
11 days.
Yeah, 11 days. 11 days.
So I saw a tweet today that in 24 weeks, the football season will be over. And I'm wow. like, wait a minute.
That's a bummer.
We didn't even get a season. Say, that's a terrible thing to point out.
That actually explains, though, why we love it so much.
Yes.
Because limited inventory.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah.
You were talking, by the way, about the mascot. Baltimore mascot. You know, he got replaced at halftime. Somebody else went out in the suit at halftime.
It's
like you're easily replaceable. Sorry, buddy. Good luck with your surgery. Next up.
By the way, you don't
next bird up.
It's a terrible time.
Next bird up. That's, I'm sure it's painted on the mascot roof.
Yes.
But they, instead of like Notre Dame, play like a champion today. Next bird
next
up
bird
as you
up.
Walk
you guys,
out there.
Well, you guys might be too young. Mason and I, when we grew up, the Brady Bunch was on.
Oh, sure.
It was on all the time. And one time, Greg Brady got a job as Johnny Bravo.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Because yeah.
He fit the suit.
Yep. That was it.
Absolutely.
So if you fit the suit, you've got a future.
How was vacay, Mace?
Oh, God, it was so good.
Now, was the picture, there was some debate over this, were you naked again? Did you post another naked picture when you were in the river, the volcanic river,
yeah.
You cannot see, because you're submerged.
Correct.
You cannot see. Now, I assumed you were naked because for whatever reason that's become your thing.
Yes.
Posting naked pictures
yes.
of yourself. Were you?
As God intended. Yes, I was.
And for some strange reason, I look at the likes and my son likes the picture. And I go, Jack, why did you like this picture? He goes, it's cool. I go, Mason.
Yeah, that, by the way, the river flows directly out of this volcano. So it flows out at like 118 degrees.
Isn't that some type of health violation?
No. It's
you
straight out of the volcano.
Superheated water. Nothing can live in this water.
Mason
is like Kramer's bathtub.
So is it like jacuzzi hot?
Yeah, it's jacuzzi
like 100
hot.
Degrees
yeah,
hot.
Yeah, it comes out 118. When you go up the river, it's about 100 degrees and you can get into it. It's amazing.
So this
amazing.
Is like the opposite of a never nude. He's like an always nude.
Always.
What changed? Have you always been a nude guy in
an
photographs?
An exhibitionist?
I've talked about it. Around,
that's the right word.
I don't often wear... Like, I got a jacuzzi in the backyard. I walk back and forth. I'm not wearing a suit. I've got a completely enclosed backyard. Nobody can see in it. It's like a compound. So I don't care what it doesn't matter what I wear in there.
Okay, that's at home. That makes a little more sense to me than you're on the volcanic river.
Yes.
Aren't there other vacationers that may stumble across you at this point?
You know, there were none on this particular trip.
Okay.
None on this particular trip. We were at a remote part of the Ireland's got a big deal with this, right? You make a big deal of stuff like this. Mr. Instagram.
Yeah, that you post naked pictures of yourself. I think it's weird.
How many pictures do you think I posted on Instagram while I was gone?
Other than the naked one?
Correct.
I don't know, 10?
Two.
Yeah.
Two. I posted a total of 3 pictures. One as God intended.
One nude picture is like posting 100 other
pictures.
I'm kind of with you on that.
All right, now let me ask you guys a question about something we're going to resolve in our 1 o'clock hour.
Okay.
Now, Paul McDonald, you guys know the USC
sure,
quarterback,
sure, yeah.
is coming on today at 1:30.
Okay.
He's
Paul,
like a genius.
Yeah, and he's got a new book out, but the reason we're bringing him on is his son, Matt, is the starting quarterback at Bowling Green who will be at the Rose Bowl on Sunday.
Saturday,
thank you, to take on UCLA. Now, Mason, as you guys probably know, is a huge USC fan, and that is also the debut of Lincoln Riley at USC.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Mason claims, at least I haven't talked to you recently, the last time I talked to you about this, he says, screw Bowling Green, where I went to school, when they may never play in Southern California again. I'm going to the USC. Now, Paul McDonald, who won a national championship at USC, is going to the UCLA game.
Yeah.
If you were Mason, and these games are on at the same time in opposite ends of the city, one in Pasadena, one at the Coliseum. Andy, if you're Mason, what game do you attend?
USC.
Yeah. Why?
Because Andy went to USC.
Well, I went to SC, but even putting myself in Mace's shoes, at the end of the day, I'm going to be more invested in USC football than Bowling Green football.
Yes. But, Trev, it's the only time the Fighting Falcons of Bowling Green may ever play in Mason's adopted hometown of Los Angeles, where I think he's going to live for the rest of his life.
That's why the answer is Bowling Green.
No, 100%. So he just had three of his Bowling Green fraternity brothers come live with him for a week
this
summer. That's
it. You're going to run into somebody that you haven't seen in a long time, which is always fun to do. Number two, Bowling Green is a little bit like Santa Barbara, where I went to school. It's not UCLA, where they're good at pretty much everything. They're in the mix for the Final Four.
More national championships than any other school in multiple sports.
They're good at stuff. Yeah. Andy's alma mater, SC. You're good at all the things. At Santa Barbara, athletics, the success is kind of few and far between.
Sure.
It doesn't happen a lot. When the Gauchos went to the College World Series a few years ago, there was no chance I was missing it. I was going no matter what. I was going
to
go
You went to Omaha?
Went to Omaha, watched the Gauchos play in the College World Series. Maybe the greatest sporting event I've ever attended in person. And it was the Gauchos played great. It was all those things. But I got to see all the guys. I got to go see my school in a setting that doesn't make any sense.
Well, I think Mason is guilty of being a bad alum here.
Yes.
He's like, he claims that he should be in the Bowling Green Hall of Fame.
Right.
He won't even go to see Bowling Green when they're in town.
And by the way, paradoxically, I've been invited to go back and speak at Bowling Green.
You got to go.
Early next year.
Trev, I'm with you.
Yeah.
He can't blow up the audition. Like, now, and this, by the way, this doesn't even require you. Like, if they were playing at Stanford,
yeah,
I think you would have to consider going up there. But you don't even have to do that. Just get in your car.
Yeah, here's the problem. We're going to lose by 40.
To UCLA?
Yeah, I mean, they're
See, I don't think so.
They're 25-point favorites.
Well, you know, I just looked at
USC is 34
time
I saw. Is it up to 40?
Yeah, it's like
it was 34 this morning.
USC's going to destroy Rice.
Yeah, they are. I want to see what Caleb Williams looks like.
But
I want to see what Jordan Addison, Mario Williams
looks like. Opportunities to go see USC, right? They're probably, what do they got, 7 or 8 home games this year. You're going to get a chance to go to a lot of those.
By the way,
Bowling
UCLA,
Green comes through once.
UCLA could step in it. I'm telling you.
Oh, it's possible, but I mean, they're huge favorites.
You don't want to be, you don't want to be there when your alma mater shocks the world in Pasadena.
You know what? I am, first of all, I could not tell you what Bowling Green, what their record was last year or the year before
Paul will know.
Oh, good.
Because his son was the quarterback. Matt was the quarterback there last year, too.
Yeah, which is amazing.
So when he comes on at 1:30, he used to be at Boston College.
Yes.
Matt McDonald used to be at Boston College, but he took a year off, transferred in the last 2 years.
Nice.
This is his senior year at Bowling Green. So he'll be able to, you'll be able to make a more educated decision after we talk
to
McDonald.
Okay. Sure.
So tell
me. By the way, at Bowling Green, one thing to look for. A hill. The hill is at Bowling Green.
That's where you go to have a beer?
It's very, very flat.
It's the one Mason ignores on his way to the Coliseum.
No, it's very, very flat, and there's one hill in all of
Bowling
Green.
What do you do on the hill? You just stare at it?
I remember.
You ice block down it? Like, what are we doing with the hill?
You put a piece of cardboard.
Exactly. All right, so there's optimistic Travis, and there's pessimistic Travis.
I like pessimistic Travis. The guy that ignores all your neighbors.
Pessimistic Travis is a much larger presence in my life.
Yes, I figured as much.
I have a feeling, but pessimistic Travis is thinking that this Tony Gonsolin news, 15 days on the IL, this feels like, let's get you ready for what matters most. Take a deep breath. Get right. I just don't.
I agree, this did not send
alarm bells ringing.
Okay, but it screws him in the Cy Young race.
It does. We talked about that. It probably takes him out of it. It gives it
to Alcantara.
It does. Max Fried's number two as far as Vegas odds go. Gonsolin was third. But did you guys, when you saw that, did you have that uh-oh sense? Or was that I kind of thought they might do something like this?
I had an uh-oh.
Did you?
Yeah, I had an uh-oh. I mean, we're without Kershaw now. And who knows? I mean, they say he's progressing with the back thing, but I don't know. And now Gonsolin, who's been there, one or two.
No, he's
all
been the one.
Long. Yeah. I mean, Julio Urías has been there,
Julio's been great. Yeah. It's not that Julio's not good. It's Gonsolin's been a little bit better.
But look, if those guys don't come back for some reason, we all of a sudden are in the playoffs with Julio, with
May
and Tyler Anderson.
And Heaney.
I really think they've got to get Kershaw back, and I think they've got to get Gonsolin back.
Kershaw has missed a good chunk of this season.
Yes, he has.
Okay, they are where they are with no Bueller, with Kershaw missing a decent chunk.
I know.
And no Dustin May.
And when the season started, the highest paid pitcher on their staff was Trevor Bauer.
Yeah.
Till he got suspended.
Yeah, and he's been gone the entire time.
Yeah.
That, look, you'd rather have him than not have him, it goes without saying, but sliding Dustin May into that role and everything else stays relatively the same, put Heaney in Kershaw's role, I get it, they're not the same guy. Heaney's been basically unhittable
this
year. I
know, but you're going to wind up facing you're going to wind up facing Jake DeGrom and, and Max Scherzer.
By the way, I just got a tweet from Steve Ramirez. Steve, thank you for listening. He says, Mason can go to both. UCLA game's at 11:30 and the USC game's at 3.
Oh!
Hey, Ramirez.
Hey!
Have you tried to drive in Los Angeles?
Hey, that's an easy drive.
If you left the Rose Bowl at 11, you wouldn't get to the Coliseum.
You wouldn't get
three.
Out of the parking lot.
It takes, to get out of either one of those parking lots takes 90 minutes.
A huge factor, I can't stand the Rose Bowl because of the in. It's like there's road going.
It's very difficult.
And when you get stuck, you are screwed.
Well, here's how it starts at 11:30. You'd have to leave your house at like 6.
By the way, you know that's a premier game. It starts at 11:30.
Well, sort of answering Mason's question about why he's going to SC.
So this, Plaschke wrote about this. This is a million years ago. There was a day, because I did this. UCLA played Nebraska, I think, at 12:30.
Okay.
No, it was Miami. They played Miami. The Dodgers also had a game that started at 1:30 that day, and then SC played Florida State at the Coliseum.
At
I think it was – no, at 7. It was one of those late games. Might have been 5, but conceivably you could try to hit all three along the way.
Mm. Yeah, the only person who can do that is Jim Hill.
Yeah. Yeah.
And no one else – Jim Hill must have a teleporter or something.
No, there are more – there's definitely more than one Jim Hill.
But
there's been multiplicity.
Here's why the tweeters thing doesn't work out, because we went to the UCLA –
you went to the
Miami
game.
Okay. We went to the early game, and we're like, there's no way we're getting to the Dodger game. We punted on the Dodger game right away, even though they're
the
relatively
game.
Close,
yeah.
1:30. Just to get there for the kickoff of the SC game, which was at 5 or whatever it was, you were cutting it really, really close.
Although last year, John, you'll remember this, I went to a Dodger playoff game, I forgot what round or whatever, and made it to the Lakers home opener on the same night.
Yeah, but you didn't get there till halftime. Right?
Correct. I didn't get there till halftime. Well, I got there as quick as I could.
I think that's ultimately what you have to do. If you're going to double up, go to the Bowling Green UCLA game, leave at halftime so the parking lot isn't
probably
an issue.
Be over.
Yeah. Right. No. That's Andy. This is actually a good plan. And then you would have plenty of time. But here's the problem. Okay, so he leaves at halftime of the UCLA game, which supposedly starts at 11:30.
Yes.
It'll kick probably closer to 11:40, 11:45. So you're looking at hour and a half, 2 hours for the first half, right? So let's say 1:30, Mace is in his car. 1:30 leaving Pasadena to get to the USC game at 3 is not enough time.
No.
He'll sit in traffic, and he'll get into the SC game by the end of the first quarter.
You can do a quarter.
SC may have all the scrubs in by then.
I will miss Caleb Williams' first touchdown pass.
Okay. Probably.
Let's be honest about this. For Bowling Green and UCLA,
yeah,
a quarter's enough.
Just go
for one quarter.
What do you have against Matt McDonald?
No.
Come on.
DTR and UCLA could be up.
Here's another way.
20 and half at the end of the first quarter.
This could work in your favor if you're going to try to do both. Yeah. What are we talking about realistically attendance at the UCLA Bowling Green game? 20,000?
They'll do more than that, but not much.
Just because it's the opener, maybe.
So only, Trav, if they do 40, that's still not even half full.
No, that's what I mean. And there's no chance they do. 30 would be, I think, being ambitious.
Yeah.
That in and out with a quarter of the people that are usually there gets a little more manageable.
So I have a friend, shout out to Mark Duvernay, who told me this joke. He said, so buddy of mine gives me 2 tickets to the UCLA football game, and then I had to go have lunch in Century City. So I go and I valet park my car, and I left the 2 tickets on the dashboard. And when I came back, the guy says, I'm sorry, sir, your car got broken into. He goes, really? He goes and looks, and there's 4 UCLA football tickets on the dashboard.
DTR is still at UCLA. I feel like he's been there.
It's his 17th.
I feel like he played for Terry Donahue. He's been there forever.
Hey, let me ask you something, Trevor. Why is Rachel Ray on all the monitors here? Is this like food porn for you? What's going on?
Well, I mean, I don't hate Rachel
I don't know
Ray.
I don't know what she's making, but I've never seen Rachel Ray on in the studio
before. She's on Channel 11, which means there must have been a football game on Channel 11 over the
weekend. There was a football
weekend.
Game. There's a little bit of baseball. I've been so lazy. I've not gotten up and gone.
That was a Rams game. How's the place look?
So the question of preseason for the Rams has been, is Bryce Perkins the number 2 quarterback or the number 3, right? Because he's gotten all the reps. Wolford's got the bum thumb right now.
Right.
Got it, knocked it on a helmet.
And Perkins has looked good.
He's looked really good.
Yeah.
Are we not overlooking the most important part of this, that if Matthew Stafford doesn't play, that it really doesn't matter.
Well, sure, sure. I don't, but I haven't gotten any sense that that's real. It sounds like something he dealt with all last year.
It's something he dealt with all last year. It's something that apparently they've got a pretty good grip on. But if it does become a chronic thing, I don't think it makes much.
You know
of a
how I know
all.
Wolford is the backup? Because he didn't play.
They were going
because he didn't play.
Okay, but they changed their mind, Mace. He didn't play in the first game, and then they said, "Let's see him in the second game." He was going to play in the third game until he got his nail knocked off at practice.
Right, right.
He was going. That's more of an injury. We didn't play, and had Perkins gotten hurt in that third game, he would have gone in. This was not a we're going to keep him safe like it was in the first game.
The next
two were more, see what he got. It's an interesting debate. I just don't know if it makes it, if it's a half, if it's a game, maybe you survive. But if Stafford's, I mean, he's the even as good as Aaron Donald is, it's still the Stafford.
Do you think
show.
McCutcheon plays a big role this year?
I think he makes the team. I don't think he plays a big role.
Do you think Tutu Atwell plays a big role?
Wait, you don't think he does if Van Jefferson can't play for several weeks?
I think Tutu will get the first shot at that. Okay. I think, keep in mind, you got to get McCutcheon's an undrafted Montana State guy. The Rams spent their first draft pick on Tutu Atwell a year ago. He's got you guys know how that
you
works.
You got to try him.
You got to try him. He can fly. McVay's like, so we'll see.
Is he going to return punts?
No.
Yeah,
that's
good.
That's Powell.
Isn't the biggest thing with McCutcheon just the idea of keeping him on the roster? Because if you put him on the practice squad,
somebody will snag him.
That's the point.
And it's that's the Perkins thing too. That somebody could snag him. And there's the economics too. Wolford makes not quarterback money, but he makes real NFL money. Perkins is still on the relatively inexpensive deal. So these are the decisions that they got to make. Let's just make sure Aaron Donald and Matthew Stafford are good.
Absolutely.
And we're good to go.
Cool.
You got your seats? You all ready to go?
I'm ready to go. I'm psyched, man. I'm really psyched for
only, what was the number, John? 24 weeks until we're done with football.
24 weeks of football season. 24 sucks.
11 days until
it starts.
We haven't
had a game yet.
24 weeks until it's over. Mason and Ireland coming up next.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Ah! Ah! Guys, what day of the week is it?
Happy Monday!
Hashtag blessed. Honestly, I'm in a happy mood today. I'm in a good mood today.
How can we knock you out of it?
I am relaxed and hashtag blessed.
And posting naked pictures under a waterfall. All is right with the world.
So, Bergman, did you think the picture was naked?
Yes, 100%.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Ireland, you did?
I was iffy. I thought you might have a bathing suit on. It's well staged.
Correct. It is well staged.
If you don't have a bathing suit on, I can't imagine though. There had to be others that were partaking in the waterfall. It's just got to be awkward as hell if you really were
when
naked.
One guy's naked.
I think he had a bathing suit on.
Jorge, what do you think?
I saw it because Brenda has IG, so I don't think you are.
You don't think I'm naked?
No.
So I've been there, and I've seen where this area is, where the waterfall is. There's nobody else around. There's multiple
pools.
So
you think he is naked. What's the truth?
The truth is, last year I was wearing something. This year I was not.
Really?
Yeah.
So the one we've always pointed out, you were naked.
I thought, all right, well, I'll pay this off.
I'll ride the wave.
I'll give you what you guys always wanted. So, no, it's a beautiful time. Bergman, you've been to this Rio Perdido down in Costa Rica. It's absolutely beautiful. I got to do some zip lining. I went on the big zip lining one, which is kind of like a mountaineering one. Were there 8-10 zips, I think, on that? Something like that. And then I went nighttime zip lining, where you just like zip line into the dark, which is really, really cool. Did whitewater tubing, which is really fun.
For the night, for the nighttime ones, was that all of the different zip lines or just a couple?
Just two zips. Just two or three, two zips in the nighttime one. But it's a crazy awesome place.
Hashtag blessed.
And by the way, if you, John, you are a big Hawaii fan, right? You like Hawaii.
Yeah, although my wife is kind of, I haven't been in 10 years.
Well, Hawaii's gotten super expensive.
Yeah.
And you can get basically the same experience for a whole bunch less in Costa Rica. So I definitely recommend it.
How long does it take to fly there?
Is it direct? 5.5 hours direct.
Direct.
Yeah. Okay. So, which basically the same as Hawaii,
same
right?
Yeah, I was just going to say.
Yeah, exactly the same amount of time. So
it says here on my rundown, you ate in bed every night on this vacation?
I 100% did.
That's just disturbing. And
Bergman doesn't believe me, by the way.
Thursday's not actually National Eat in Bed.
Yes, it is.
We
it's National Eat.
Right?
No, no, I've declared National Eat in Bed Day.
And, it's like you and two other people ever have eaten all their meals in bed.
No, Thursday is National Eat in Bed Day and National Corporate Greg Day.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're just making up days now.
It's Bergman's birthday.
It's my birthday on
Thursday. Yeah, National Corporate Greg Day.
I'm all for that. My own day.
You guys all made wagers based on whether or not I would get to my goal weight of 195 in time for the Rams opener.
Which is a week from Thursday.
Yeah. Now, if I lop off an arm, I can get there.
But otherwise, it's not happening.
I'm down 10 pounds. I actually lost weight on vacation because of all the hiking and all the stuff you do on vacation.
But so still, what are you at?
206.
Yeah, no chance.
Yeah, I
need to lose we're coasting.
11 pounds by next Thursday. Yeah, cash your tickets. Take your tickets to the window.
Yeah, we're laughing.
Should we wait until that day or we just give you your
money? No, I think we have to by rule.
Yeah, you got
to
wait.
He's one stomach flu away from his goal weight.
Even the scale, though.
Yeah,
such a great line. One stomach flu. That's Emily Blunt in
Devil Wears Prada.
Yeah.
You eat carbs. Come on.
I eat one cube of cheese, and that's it. All right. I asked two different friends to pick me up at the airport on Saturday, and both declined. And this is what Juan said to me. He said, you have to be really good friends for somebody to pick
there
you up at the airport.
There is a line here, airport friends.
Yeah.
I would never ask anyone other than Lisa to pick me up at the airport.
Right,
if it's someone other than Lisa, I would I just pay and take a cab.
Well,
although
both.
The other day when I got back from Idaho, I had my mom with me.
Yeah.
And I didn't want my mom to have to deal with waiting in the Uber line or a taxi line. So I hired a car service.
Yep.
What do you think? Like Manhattan Beach is 10 minutes from LAX.
Yeah, yeah.
What do you think it cost me? To take my mom, Jack,
bucks?
And me. 80.
80.
Yeah. That's
wow,
a lot.
Wow. That's a lot.
Uber would have been 30.
Uber.
Maybe 40.
Although, I'll tell you what, they've screwed up LAX now.
Yep.
You got to get onto that.
I just can't tell you that.
That bus outside the terminal.
And this guy was literally like, I texted him when we landed. He goes, I'll meet you outside in baggage claim in 5 minutes. Grabbed my bag, walked out. He pulls right up to the curb. Done.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it was almost worth it.
Yeah. You got to be really close friends. Although, I tell you the opposite story. So, I take Fredo to a dog park. And I was talking to, I always see the same people, right? If you go to a dog park,
well,
you see
by the way,
people.
If you went to Costa Rica, your dogs have to be doing better, right?
They're doing better. We have a live-in dog sitter. She lived there while we were gone. So I see the same people at the dog park every day. And one time this guy says to me, hey, we should get together. And all I could think in my head was, wait a minute. We're just dog park friends.
Right.
We're not seeing each other outside of the dog park.
Yeah, you can't jump into that line.
Yeah, yeah.
No.
So are you...
So how'd you get home?
I got on the bus, and then the bus takes... And by the way, I'm not waiting for an Uber. I'll just take a cab. What's wrong with taking a cab?
But like you said, they've screwed up LAX just to get to where you get the
cab
is a hassle.
Cab is screwed up, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, Bergman,
now, was Juan with you?
Oh, yeah, he was with me. He was with me. Huh. He tried a friend, too, by the way.
Just didn't happen. I'll give you my car service number. this guy'll do it. You'll like him. He's really reliable.
Let's call. Okay, so my friends were Ted and let's call them Ted and Cheryl.
Okay.
Juan's friend was Morgan.
Okay. Who's actually? I could tell by the way you said
that. Sounds like a real
it
name.
Was actually Morgan.
It was actually Morgan.
And,
yes.
And what excuse did your friends give?
I'd
love to, but
it's really late. And I have to put the kids down, or
what's really
I'm going
late?
To a party. It was like 9 o'clock.
That's not really late.
That was really late for
Ted.
How
old are the kids?
Really late for Ted, and they had to put the kids down. And
well, how old are the kids?
Cheryl was going to a party, so Cheryl couldn't do it.
That's why we need a show intern. Oh, there wasn't Saturday Carlo's wedding, wasn't that?
Yeah. How was Carlo's wedding?
Yeah. Good? Everything went well?
Yeah, it was really fun. Yeah. Actually, Jorge was
Carlos
there.
Carlos Saisu, who works with us, got married on Saturday.
So you're going to like this, John. So at one point, at the very beginning, so they introduce everybody.
Right.
And then they go, all of a sudden they're like, all right, I want everybody, the DJ says, I want everybody to stand up if you're single. And so, you know, I stand up, you know, Boss Amanda stands up, Chris Morales stands up.
Nice.
And Jorge stood up too. I don't know why he did that, but he did.
Oh, it was a bit from Brenda.
No, he wanted to see what perks you were getting if you
were
single.
Did you say it was a bit from Brenda? Is she doing bits now?
All right, so you're standing up and what
came next? So we're all standing up
next?
And the DJ goes, where's Corporate Greg? I need Corporate Greg. And so I had to go into the middle of the dance floor.
Right, I like it.
And he
it.
Goes, all right, so I hear that you guys on the radio talk about how you want an heiress.
I love this guy. I love this DJ.
And he goes, so right over there, you have a woman, and she has 3 nail salons in Montana.
Whoa.
Hey, got to start somewhere.
The Montana, the Bozeman Nail Salon Empire.
Yes. And so she did not want to get up. She did not want to come to the front of the stage.
And did you even meet her?
No.
Oh, that's not good.
You couldn't even get the nail lady up to meet you?
Wow.
I'm not sure that
makes
her an
heiress. I got no game, apparently.
Well, no. What you needed to do was check on the bridesmaids. See, the bridesmaids always get nervous at these weddings if they're not married because they figure, am I just going to be the bridesmaid every single time?
Oh, look at Jorge. Something's going on here. Jorge just made a face.
Okay, did he meet a bridesmaid?
No, I didn't.
No.
So what's all there was some beautiful bridesmaids.
Well, I was going to say, Carlo's wife, fiance, now wife, is gorgeous.
Yeah, she's a beautiful girl.
Yeah, I told Carlo the other day, I go, man, you did great. And but so normally when that happens, when the wife is really attractive, the bridesmaids kind of follow.
Yeah, right.
So that's where you should have been. That's where you should have been conversing, Greg.
We had a little bit to drink that night.
Yeah, good.
So we were all just kind of
now. Carlo, when I talked to Carlo, he told me he was starting festivities for that wedding. We're starting at 9:30 in the morning and going well into the night.
What do you do at 9:30 in the morning?
I don't know. He had like a full day of an agenda. He was showing it to me. It's
Wow. Well, he had the most ornate wedding invitation I have seen in a really long time. Man, people put a lot of money into those invitations.
You know what I liked about it? No gifts, only money.
Yeah, I love that too.
Yeah, so you didn't even have to put any thought into it. Just, all right, come up with a number, send it to him.
Yeah.
There you go.
All right, so the Dodgers, by the way, I'm going to worry about the Dodgers.
Okay.
They're 50 games over 500.
Right. But they're missing now 4 of the pitchers we thought they would have.
Correct.
They're missing Kershaw, Bauer, Buehler, and now Gonsolin, who went on the injured list today.
Yes.
So, I mean, at some point, I know that the other guys have pitched great.
Yes.
But, like, Urias would start game 1 if you had to start the playoffs today.
May would probably start
Dustin
game
May's
2.
Dustin May's been
electric.
Although Dustin May lost in Florida the other day. Tyler Anderson's being, I mean, you're fine, but it's not the pitchers you thought you were going to have.
No, it's not at all. And I'll tell you, the Mets are rolling pretty good too. And the Braves are rolling
and
pretty good.
Greg, it's Dodgers Mets starting tomorrow, right?
Yes.
One more game in Florida today?
On a Monday. Yeah, it's very weird. They played a 4-game set Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday.
Bring on the Marlins. Love playing the Marlins.
Although Alcantara beat him over the weekend.
Well, Alcantara's a beast. And
possible size.
Okay, so last thing, and then I know we got to get to Paul McDonald.
Yeah.
So on Saturday, when Alcantara, who might win the Cy Young Award, is pitching to the Dodgers.
Yep.
All right. Maybe I'm nitpicking here, but I want to ask you guys. 2-1 game.
Yep.
Top of the ninth.
Okay.
Dodgers come up. They load the bases. 2 outs. Okay. So you get the guy home from third.
You tie the game, yeah.
Joey Gallo, who's batting 170, is at the plate.
Yep.
And Alcantara pitches inside, and it's heading right for the hip of Joey Gallo. He jumped out of the way.
Mm.
Don't you, in the true spirit of Rudy Stein and the Bad News Bears, don't you have to lean into one right there?
Take one in the wallet?
You take one in the wallet, the game's tied. You get Alcantara out. You get to the bullpen, you maybe win it. Gallo jumped. I mean, maybe it was instinctual, but he jumped back.
It's got to be instinct. I mean, when you see a ball coming at you 95, 96, 97 miles an hour, you get out of the way.
Unless that's in my head, I'm leaning in.
You would lean in.
As Sheryl Sandberg would say, lean in.
What a weird quote.
Wasn't that the name of her book?
Yeah, I think that's the very first Sheryl Sandberg quote we've ever had on the show.
Come on, Joey Gallo. She was the CEO of Facebook.
Yeah.
Ah,
yeah. And she wrote a book called Lean In, talking about how you got to help women get ahead in business.
Got it.
And to Joey Gallo, I say next time, lean in.
Lean in. All right. Coming up next for you, Paul McDonald's going to join us.
And we're going to determine once and for all if you are a bad alum, which it certainly appears you are.
Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
So big opening to the college football season this week here in Los Angeles on Saturday. Early, I guess 11:30, Bowling Green. My alma mater is at the Rose Bowl to play UCLA. A little bit later on, the debut of Lincoln Riley, Caleb Williams, and the USC Trojans versus the Rice Owls. Owl Nation comes to the Coliseum. Owl Nation.
And one of our old friends, Paul McDonald, who of course won a national championship playing quarterback at USC, played quarterback in the NFL. His son, Matt, is the starting quarterback for Bowling Green, your alma mater.
Woo-hoo-hoo.
The Fighting Falcons come into the Rose Bowl, and Paul, nice enough to join us now. Paul, how are you, man?
John, Steve, always a pleasure to be on your show. I did not know you were a BG alum, Steve. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I went to Bowling Green, class of 87. In fact, I'm going back there to speak early next year to the communication school. I had a great time at Bowling Green. In fact, just had a few of my fraternity brothers in town from 35 years ago and had a blast.
Yet, Paul, he is a proud Bowling Green alum, but like you, he is a huge USC football fan. So as of right now, I don't think you've bought tickets for either game yet, right, Mace?
I have not.
Okay. Right now, his plan, Paul, is to go to USC because he's so excited about Lincoln Riley and the new Trojans. You, I assume, Paul, are going to watch Matt at the Rose Bowl, right?
Absolutely.
So, Mason, tell Mason it's okay as a USC fan to go watch his alma mater. He won't be the only Trojan there if you're going, right?
You know, there's going to be a lot of Trojans there. Obviously, my whole family's going, a lot of friends and so forth. And we've got about 125 people coming to our tailgate. We got the Bowling Green flag.
Wow.
We'll be flying at 20 feet high. Yeah. So, Mace,
Wow. Dude,
you got to support your school, my man. You got to support your school. Let's
so,
go.
So, let me ask. I told Ireland before.
I'll invite you. Paul will let you go to his tailgate. You can go to the Bowling Green tailgate.
Yeah.
Yes.
You Mace, you gotta go. You gotta go to the Rose Bowl, man.
So wait a minute. It sounds. How has Bowling Green been?
Oh
recently?
Yeah, Paul. Are they any good? I know Matt had a really good year statistically, but is the team any good?
We're better. I know that's a catch-all phrase. We plan to be better. Hey, it was a clean house. The clean the house program 2 years ago when Leffler came in as the head coach from Boston College, which is why my son, who was a BC, transferred in before this whole transfer thing was crazy to follow his coach. And it's been great. And we love the town. He's had a chance to play. He's performed well. But it was a ground-up deal. And I'll give you an example. Last year we had two starting offensive linemen who were walk-on freshmen, true freshmen. Walk-on, true
wow.
freshmen. Started on the O-line. So, needless to say, Matthew's ability to extend plays—he had a hurry-up course in that to save his bacon, running around for his life. But we got a bunch of transfers in. We got some good skill guys. We got some other skill transfers in. We'll be a better team. We finished 4-8. We did beat Minnesota last year, 31.5 point underdog. That was huge. So we're hopeful, knock on wood, to get 6 game wins so we can have a chance for a bowl game.
Okay. Well, I will watch very, very closely from the Coliseum on the scoreboard.
That ain't right. Hey, by the way, Paul, what do you think about what's going on with Lincoln Riley and USC? Obviously, it's a ton of changes. It's not, you know, the USC you went to where you guys were 2-3 deep and you stayed in the program. I think you were there all 4 years and sat and then, you know, started your last two. I think you lost one game when you were there. But what do you think of what's going on with USC and Lincoln Riley? Are you high on this?
Very high. I mean, he's getting some quality players. Obviously, he's done it before. You know, he at Oklahoma. Obviously, he's young. He's enthusiastic. There's a lot of excitement around it. But you know, at the end of the day, you got to deliver. You got to win games, and then you win games, then everyone becomes a believer. You got to remember, Pete Carroll. They started the season his first year 1-5.
Right.
And then they won 5 in a row, I think.
They were 6-6
that year. Yeah, 6-6.
They lost to Utah, I think, in a bowl game, or Fresno State or something like that. But you know, so you got to let's give the guy a break. Everyone's talking about national title and stuff like this. How many games are going to win? I mean, all these Trojan fans are freaking out about Lincoln, and they can taste it. You know what I mean? With Pete Carroll, nobody wanted him. I mean, he was like, who is this guy? He's a has-been. He can't win in the NFL. Why is he here? He's our fourth choice. So, but this guy's the first choice, getting paid a whole lot of money. The expectations are high. So just got to be patient. And if he can build the culture, and it's the championship teams have chemistry, okay? So if you can trust the other guy, you can believe in him. If you can respect him, you build that chemistry that you can rely on each other, and you're having fun doing it, they're going to win a lot of games, and they're going to be in the playoffs, I think, in short order.
We're talking to Paul McDonald, former USC quarterback, won a national championship with the Trojans, had a long career in the NFL. His son Matthew is the quarterback at Bowling Green. It's going to be the fourth generation McDonald to play against UCLA, a streak that started with Paul, and then three of his sons. Matt will be the final one. He's the youngest. He's going to be at the Rose Bowl on Saturday. Paul, circling back to USC, what's your opinion on USC and UCLA going to the Big Ten? Good thing or bad thing?
I'm conflicted. You know, it's so weird. It's a hard thing to wrap your head around. It's like, you know, everyone's got to have an electric car by 2035. You know, it's just like weird thinking. It changes the paradigm completely. But I mean, let's be realistic. It was an arms race. It used to be facilities. Now it's just money. Period.
Right.
And TV. Right. TV. So you got to play the game. You got to play the game that you're dealt. And I think it was a major coup to be able to pull it off. My concerns are travel and everything that everyone's talked about.
Yeah.
Is how are these kids going to do it? And the other sports, I don't know. Are you going to go out and do a road trip with 3 games? You're gone all week, and everyone says, "How come you're not studying and you miss class?" And I don't know. That's going to be interesting to see how they deal with that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, listen, Saturday, we wish your son much success. I wish your son much success.
Yeah, I know you do. And then Paul, it's natural. Paul and I used to do kind of a dog and pony show where we would go speak at the same events. And
yeah.
He would talk up USC and I would talk up UCLA, and we'd just make fun of each other for 20 minutes. And so, Paul, rooting against UCLA, I know, comes natural to you. I know that will not be a problem for the McDonald clan on Saturday.
because of our encounters, and you were just crushing me with that 13, what was the streak? 8 years?
Yeah, 8 years. I had your number, but I think by the way, is your book out yet? I know last time I saw you, you were working a book. Tell me about it. How can I get it?
The book is called Through the Tunnel, THRU, Through the Tunnel. It's true stories of sports and life that empower your spirit. It's on Amazon. We've been getting a lot of great reviews from it. I wrote it with Jack Barrich. Jack and I, you know, made that movie, A City Divided, about the SC-UCLA football rivalry. You were in it.
Yeah, great guy.
So So John, yeah. So John, so we got together. We wrote this book. I think it's really cool. It's really about a lot of things. There's some personal stories in there, but there's a lot of other athletes from other sports that we tell stories about. We tell their story that basically discusses the messaging that we want to portray in the book. And the messaging really is, you know, we can create the world we want, and we can have our best life. Really, that's all that matters. And the tunnel is really a metaphor. Obviously, you're walking through the tunnel to play the game, but the tunnel is a metaphor for life, moving through life. Yeah, and also the inner work that we do to address our pain, traumas, limitations, the darkness of life that we all have to deal with. And once we move through that, we see the light at the end of the tunnel and we walk into the light. So that's really the metaphor. The cover photo is actually me, a silhouette, walking out of the Coliseum tunnel onto the field. So get the book. I think everyone's going to enjoy it. They're going to resonate. Something will resonate with them in the book. So we're super excited about it.
All right, well, listen, man, enjoy this weekend.
Thanks, man.
And best of luck to you and to Matthew. And have fun and enjoy it out there at the Rose Bowl on Saturday. Thank you for doing this.
Go Falcons, baby. Go Falcons.
Go Falcons.
All right,
Paul.
Trojans. Thank you.
Have a great day. See ya.
All right, coming up next, we're going to spin the wheel of questions. Mason Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Well, isn't this interesting? This just happened.
Oh, really?
Oh, my gosh. I just put this on the wheel moments ago.
Oh, interesting.
I had an uh-oh.
All right. So when Mason arrived today, as he traditionally does, he had a Starbucks iced tea that he nurses during the show. I've got a bottle of Smart Water. We always have something to drink around here. Mason left his iced tea, his Starbucks iced tea, so it's got a straw. And it's a lid, a straw. He left it in the bathroom by mistake.
Right.
All right. Someone noticed and brought it in.
That's very nice.
Okay.
I think it was Michael Funches.
Funches said, Mason must have left his iced
very
tea
nice of him
in
to
the
notice.
Toilet.
Yeah.
Brought it in and just set it on a counter.
Yep.
Said, this must be Mason's. I'll leave it here. Mason immediately went over, picked it up, and drank out of it right away, not knowing where it's been, who's had it.
I knew where it was. It was in the bathroom, and it was, and Funch has found
Greg,
it, so I did know
is
where
that
and who.
Acceptable social behavior, yes or no?
Just like everything else with Mason, apparently. No, that is not acceptable behavior. You don't drink, first of all, you don't bring it into the toilet in the first place.
I always bring it into the toilet.
No, that's gross.
Yeah. Well, I'm thirsty.
He's carrying it. He's on his way to the bathroom. What would you like him to do with it? Leave it outside the door?
Put it somewhere around here, like where all your stuff is.
But he wasn't in here yet. He was off the elevator to the bathroom.
No. Oh, well, then that means if that was the case, then it's been way too long that's been sitting in there to just get
what
it right
now.
What
do you
right,
think somebody
Jorge,
did? With my
no,
iced
it's
tea.
Unacceptable.
Jorge, anything wrong? Is that acceptable social behavior?
I'm with Greg on this one. No, it's not. It's been there for an hour and a half.
You guys are so weird.
I'm going to surprise all of you.
Thank you.
Oh, you're with the... No, John.
I am.
John, no.
What
John,
do you
no.
think happened to this drink? Do you think, like... Other now,
it do you think Funch has sabotaged
it? Or Greg, anybody, like, what type of person would walk in to a bathroom, see a straw, especially in the era of COVID, see a straw coming out of the top of a drink and take a drink out of it? I think the drink is totally safe.
Nobody is going to take a drink out of it, but it isn't a stall. This is in a bathroom stall. So you
so
don't
you
know.
Think the particles are going to drift
yes,
through this.
Yes, 100%. Yes, and also, also.
Yeah, but that could happen
you
anywhere.
Got, who are you? Michael
Thompson? I don't want other people's. It doesn't matter.
You're empty. Look, do you want to wrap it in towels?
If I see, yes, actually. But if you take, if I am going to a bathroom stall and I see a cup like that sitting there, I'm not touching it. I'm still going to do my business.
You wouldn't even throw it away.
I wouldn't even throw it away. I'm not touching it, period.
What do you mean? What, why would you not touch it to even
because
throw it away?
Because it's not mine.
So Funches knows that's mine. He knows
sure.
I drink that
but,
red cup of tea
but you don't
every
know how
day.
Long it has been in there.
I
you
do.
Don't,
okay, I'm the one that left it
Greg,
there. I know
right,
exactly.
You went
right.
through
honest
all of
question,
cross tech, all the first segment, all the second segment
Bergman,
with Paul McDonald.
Honest question. What do you think possible worst case scenario? What possibly could have happened?
Something
to the
somebody
drink?
Goes in there,
yeah.
does their business,
yeah.
and splashback.
Oh, wait, man. Into the exact 1 centimeter hole
matter.
At the top
John,
of the straw.
John, it's
what
everything
kind of
is possible.
That would take the
it's
biggest
so gross.
With Shaquille O'Neal in that bathroom, what is wrong with you?
It doesn't. I don't know where the cup was. I wasn't in there. I didn't see where
okay,
it was.
No, no,
what
wait,
if it was right
Mace,
there?
This is germane to the yeah. argument. Did you set the cup right next to the toilet or at the other end?
No, I set it on the.
Oh, you don't know.
Did you go in the? Did you go in the handicap big stall? Or
yes,
the, okay.
big stall,
and
on
then,
the bar that goes around the thing and set it there.
You're
Do you
fine.
Know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, yeah.
totally fine.
On the bar.
You guys, I'm so
it's
tired.
Not, it's not
you
going
know
on
what?
The bed.
The nice thing about going away is that nobody thought I was weird the entire time.
Oh,
I come
did.
Back
they
and immediately,
yeah, they just don't
immediately,
tell you.
I'm
you think Juan's
going to
say something
here?
Yeah.
This, by the way, this is worse than you eating in bed. This is worse than you taking
no,
in the laptop into your bed, into the onto the toilet.
Now, Greg,
all this,
you
this
may
is
have
so
had,
gross.
If Mason had the lid off of the drink and it was sitting in an open air situation.
Correct.
This
that'd
is
be
amazing.
A different
I might
situation.
Feel differently.
I'm shocked by you, John.
No,
I'm absolutely
Greg,
shocked by you.
How wide is the top of a straw?
You know, what is it?
It's tiny. It's tiny. Yeah.
What is that?
So
like
your argument, inch, it's not even like it's a quarter of an inch. Like, your argument is that
Look
somehow
that.
John.
Someone's feces floated through the air.
It doesn't have to be feces. It could
exactly,
be number one.
Exactly. Okay. Someone's urine landed, it splashed off the toilet.
Right
flew,
down the straw.
Flew into the
I'm not,
air, 4 feet away.
I'm not, 4 feet away. You don't know where it was.
Bent itself.
Jorge, please get my back.
Into
I
the
do
straw.
Have your back. You're making all the right points. It's gross.
Yeah,
it's out of control for this.
You leave your drink somewhere, you
this
go back
is,
and get
this
it.
Is
it's
the
no big
worst,
deal.
This is the
We're
worst thing I've heard
here,
you do. This
out.
Is the this is by and then You're drinking stupid. It. It's been in the bathroom for over an hour, Mace.
Yeah. So
it's been
what?
An hour
it's
an hour
tea.
You're drinking it.
It still has ice in it. It's not like somebody else was
this
drinking
is worse
it. It's
a tooth.
No, it's
this
not.
Is, oh, God,
people,
this is so gross.
People are starting to respond.
Oh, here we go.
No, no, to your UCLA USC.
Oh, okay, good. Good.
I had enough. Oh.
Crew says, I would go to the UCLA Bowling Green game even if UCLA beats Bowling Green 100-0. Alma mater matters. Apparently not to Mason, whose alma mater has never. Have you ever been to a Bowling Green sporting event outside of Bowling Green?
Oh, outside of Bowling Green. No, not outside.
A road game,
Bowling
in essence?
We had a good.
This is your chance.
No, we had a weirdly good football team when I was a senior at Bowling Green. We went 10-1 or 11-1, and Brian McClure was the quarterback, and we thought he was going to be a big deal. When I was at Bowling Green, Rob Blake led the Bowling Green State University Falcon hockey team to the national championship, and I was at games like that. I got to be honest. Here's the thing, John. I have survived. I speak for a lot of Trojan fans when I say we've all survived the Clay Helton era.
You were saying year of Clay. You loved Clay. What are you talking about?
Was ready for a change.
Oh, please.
Was ready for a change.
You were his biggest supporter.
And now here we are. And by the way, schedule-wise, if you look at the schedule,
By the way, have you looked at UCLA's schedule?
Yeah, UCLA schedule.
I mean, I don't think cupcake is a strong enough word. Look at the first five games on the UCLA schedule. If they don't start 5-0, something's wrong.
Bowling Green, Alabama State, South Alabama, Colorado, and then it gets tougher.
Yeah, so first four first should four. Be wins. They could lose to Colorado.
They could lose to Colorado.
They could lose to Bowling Green, and you're not going to be there.
Alabama State, by the way, is the first non-Division I school that UCLA has ever played.
Yeah, there were only three teams who had never done that. UCLA, USC, and Notre Dame, and now we're down to two.
And Notre Dame is going to do it next year playing in HBCU.
So USC will be the other one. But I hope USC never does it.
Oh, well, wait a minute. I actually I want to defend UCLA on this, and anybody that plays
giving money to
small
an school.
HBCU,
yeah,
to historically black college and universities. I actually support that. I think it's good that they're doing it. It falls into a different category than playing, I don't know, North Dakota State or whatever subdivision or FCS team there happens to be. At least there's a reason for doing it. But schedule wise, they're in really good shape.
Both schools have easy schedules.
Yes,
USC and UCLA.
Yeah, they really do. USC, you know, the thing that scares me is, so I'm going to the game on Saturday, really excited about it. They'll wallop Rice, the second game of the year at Stanford.
Yeah, that's a trip game.
Yeah, at Stanford. Anytime you get UCLA late, you get Stanford early. And that's a tricky game. Then they come home for an easy one before it gets started. And really, probably the Pac-12 South will be determined by the USC-Utah game about 7 weeks into the season. That's really going to determine who wins the Pac-12 South. Do you agree?
Is that game?
It's in Utah.
And
Utah, I think, will be favored.
Yeah, Utah's pretty good.
Yeah, Utah is the favorite to win the Pac-12 as of this moment. By the way, UCLA is, you know, you made a face.
Yeah.
Bergman, do you make a face?
No.
I don't think we're winning the Pac-12, Greg.
Well, winning the Pac-12, USC better win the Pac-12, first of all. They have an easy schedule. But no, UCLA's going to be good this year. John, you're an alumni.
What about Small Hands DTR?
He does have very small hands.
By the way, did you guys see Small Hand Kenny, his preseason stats?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're insane.
I know.
Kenny Pickett should be the Steelers' starting quarterback. They're probably going to start Mitch Trubisky, but Kenny Pickett went something like 30 for 35 with like five touchdowns and no interceptions.
Thanks, preseason.
He was unbelievable. You know what? Can I say something about preseason? Let's just get rid of it. Did you see that T.J. Watt went down?
Well, that's Pittsburgh's fault. Why'd they have T.J. Watt in the field?
But why are they charging you a season ticket holder full price for these games where they don't play anybody?
Thankfully, this year I only got one.
Yeah.
Only had to pay for one. I guess, you know, it's obviously a revenue stream and all that stuff. Realistically, though, I mean,
teams need a revenue stream. If
you look at the Rams, they don't even play their backups.
Yeah, I know.
That's how the Rams roll. I know. They don't even play their backups. What's T.J. Watt doing on the field for the Pittsburgh Steelers in a meaningless preseason game?
Is it Bryce Perkins who's
the third? He's the quarterback.
He was unbelievable.
He's really good.
He made the Wolf maybe in trouble.
I don't know. Maybe. I think they're going to keep Perkins.
Clipboard holder?
Yeah. I think they're going to keep. I still think Wolford is the backup, but we'll find out.
Getting some reaction here, Mace.
Oh God!
People are not really on your side on this one.
I disagree.
You're kidding me.
People I'm with not Bergman on my Greg side. That Ben is Mace drinking the poo tea.
Bergman and Jorge are right. When you flush thousands of tiny bacterial aerosol droplets travel up to 6 feet and hang in the air for a minute, close your lid before you flush and don't take any food into the bathroom. Nasty. As Mason's answer is a full sucking sound into that straw.
Big old sucking sound.
Yeah. Mace, I'm with you on this one. I don't think you have anything to worry about.
Look, John, I really hope you're just kind of like playing along with Mason to make him
feel
better.
No, I do not think this is an egregious offense.
I think it's totally normal.
This is the grossest thing I've ever heard you do. And see you do now continuing
to
drink.
Wait, it's not grosser than him eating in bed.
No. This is by far way grosser. This is the grossest thing I've seen. Or hurt.
That's actually saying something.
Does this
really is.
Does this surprise you guys?
I don't know.
The Dolphins just released Sony Michel.
Yeah.
Released him. He was a Rams leading rusher last year.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind them putting him back on the, you know, as a backup to Akers and Henderson.
Now, the Rams are really high on their rookie running back, Kyren Williams.
Would you rather have him in there than Sony Michel? If you can get Sony Michel for veterans minimum, I would do it.
Yeah, no, he's a significant addition. It depends on how committed they are to this kid, right? It depends how committed they are to him. They didn't. I don't think they played him the other night. I don't think they did. But his name is Kyren Williams. Jake Funk is the fourth guy. He got most of the carries Saturday against Cincinnati. But Williams is somebody they're really high on. He is from Notre Dame, and I don't know. Sony Michel's a nice player, though.
Yeah,
was great for them.
Sitting out there
was
for
great
nothing.
For them.
I'd think about doing that.
Yeah. All right. Coming up next for you, John, little nugget from Mark Stein. Do you see the little nugget from Mark Stein about the Lakers?
Yeah, I'm not sure I believe it.
Mark Stein.
I like Mark, but I'm not sure I believe this.
All right. We will get to that coming up next. Interesting Lakers nugget. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.